It's the next gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. On today's show, I'm joined by Kevin Keeling, Marketing Strategy Manager for Ford, to discuss the company's use and embrace of audio technology as a way to lure or entice buyers to the brand. Ford lost billions of dollars last year, and they are hoping downloads will drive buyers to showrooms, and is partnering with Microsoft to offer Sync, a voice-activated in-car communications and entertainment system for mobile phones and digital music players, and is exclusive to Ford. Kevin, welcome to the program. First of all, introduce us to Sync.
Well, we have something that is unique in the industry in audio technology, and it's called Sync, S-Y-N-C. And we have developed this in conjunction with Microsoft. And so we have a module in our vehicle, and we have software that's loaded to that to help run things like our mobile phones, digital media players, and text messaging. And so from a music standpoint, what we have with Sync is we have a USB port that allows people to connect their iPod, their Zune, a USB drive, a Bluetooth phone that with streaming capability. And so it plays the content of their music player through the car's audio system. But what's really neat about Sync is it's voice controlled. And so you can browse your music collection by genre, album, artist, song title, playlist. We even have something called Similar Music. So you could plug in an iPod in the USB port inside the center console storage area, close the lid. The USB will charge your player, so you're never going to run out of juice as you're driving your car around. And now you can say, play artist Bruce Springsteen. And so it's going to bring up all of the songs that are on your iPod in this Bruce Springsteen collection. Or play track Born to Run. Or play genre hip-hop. Or play genre jazz. And it's going to search your music source, and it's going to play that music for you.
How important is this technology to the Ford brand?
Well, we think the fact that it's industry-leading, and certainly all of the research that we've done with our consumers, they feel that it would change people's impression and opinion of the brand. They feel it would make them more likely to consider us, more likely to shop us. We get some imagery associated with it of cool, simple, sweet, safe, innovative, that are associated with the product. And so it has a lot of positive halo for the brand, the fact that we're able to offer this. And so to do it with another great American company like Microsoft, and so to have the two of us together, it gives us enhanced equity in our brand. And so the media player is one piece of it. The mobile phone is another. And so when we looked at our customers, and it didn't matter in terms of age demographics or vehicle segment, that everybody was very interested in the mobile phone element, that with Bluetooth you have the ability to have voice connection, hands-free control of your system. But what a lot of people, especially younger people, thought was great about Sync is you can play text messages audibly in your system. So if your phone has text message capability and it works with the system, then your messages, you'll get a ding or a notification that you've received a message, and now you can read the message or you can play the message. It will play it out loud, and it even will translate some commonly used expressions like BFF or XOXO or LOL. It will convert those to best friends forever, laughing out loud, hugs and kisses, or even something like a semicolon, right paren. It will say smiley face. And so there are also personalization features. So when you're getting a text message, we have 25 responses. So you get a message in the car, you can push a button, and it can say yes, no, call me, I'm on my way home. And will allow customers to also tailor those messages to their personal needs. So if they say, I like 15 that Ford has, but I want 10 that are a little different, then they'll be able to do that online, or I'm sorry, do that on their computer, download it to a USB memory device, and then upload it into their car through the USB device.
How has the consumer changed that Ford is feeling they need to offer this?
Well, I think the consumer, and especially when we look at the millennials, the Gen Xers, so people in their 20s and 30s, and to a great extent, the baby boomers. So baby boomers are wanting to retain their youthfulness, and they want to stay connected. And so that's really the consumer need that we're finding is that you have a lot of the population that wants to have communications when they choose to and stay connected all of the time. And whether it's by need or whether it's by desire. And so mobile professionals, for example, they are very supportive of what we're doing with Sync, because if they're between calls, then they're just finding this technology makes life a lot easier for them. And the media player side of it, and so I think Apple has sold more than 60 million iPods to this point. Then you have Zune. And what's slick about Sync is that even if you don't have a media player, if you wanted to just rip all of your CDs and store it on a thumb drive, you could have thousands of songs, same approach. You just plug the thumb drive into the USB port, and now you can pull up an artist, an album, a genre, a specific song title. You can have shuffles. You can play similar music. So if you're listening to jazz, play similar music, it might pull up Latin jazz. And so the customers are telling us that I want to stay connected. Younger people are born multitaskers. It's hardwired into them that when they're at home, they're on their computer and they're playing games or they're doing IMs or they're watching TV and on the computer at the same time. So they're born multitaskers. And so what we're delivering in Sync is a solution that allows people to not take their hands off the steering wheel, not have to manipulate an iPod or a Zune with their thumb, not have to have a phone up next to their ear or an earpiece in their ear. And so it's a request that the consumers have had to try to make things more convenient and friendlier for me and keep me connected so I don't have a distinction of when I'm in my home versus in my car that I have fewer capabilities.
I would imagine that there are some safety benefits to this type of feature, particularly given that states more and more are starting to enact hands-free phone laws.
Absolutely. Yeah, states and municipalities. And so that's another strong benefit of our product is you will comply with these states and municipalities that have requirements that you have a hands-free communication device if you're going to be utilizing your cell phone.
And how much does this device contribute to a bottom line of a vehicle's price?
We have not announced pricing yet, Matt, and we will do that as we announce our O8s. What we can say on Sync is that unlike some other systems, there are competitive systems, MyGig, for example, where you can store CDs in your car, and what that does, though, it requires navigation so that you have the hard drive to support it. And so on a new Caliber, you'll order, if you get MyGig, to also have the communications. It adds in Uconnect and satellite radio and so on. So it's $2,500 to get a MyGig on a Dodge Caliber. And so what we are doing with Sync is because you're bringing your memory with you, and that's through your phone book and your cellular phone or your iPod or Zune or your memory stick, by bringing your content with you, which people prefer anyway because they say, I like to manipulate stuff on my iTunes or my playlists at home and bring it in, then it works with all of our radio heads. And so you don't have to go to a premium audio. You don't have to go to a navigation system. And we haven't announced pricing yet, but we have researched pricing, and customers unanimously have said at that price, I would be very interested in this.
When will the service be available?
We are launching Sync on 12 nameplates this year, and so for the 2008 model year. So in the fall, we have 7 Fords, 3 Mercurys, and 2 Lincolns. And I can tell you those if you're interested.
Sure.
Okay, on the Fords, it's Focus, Fusion, 500 and Freestyle, as well as Edge, Explorer, and Sport Track. So those are the 7. We have 3 on Mercury, the Mercury Milan, the Mercury Mountaineer, and the Mercury Montego. and the Lincoln MKX and MKZ. So 7, 3, and 2, so 12 this year. And nearly everything that we don't include this calendar year, we have planned next year.
Are there any other technology or audio innovations that Ford is working on that you can just tease us about?
The benefit of Sync also, from our perspective and from the customer perspective, is because it's hardware that has this operating system from Microsoft installed in it called Microsoft Auto, and we've downloaded software into it for our media players, for our mobile phones, and for the text or the SMS support. As we look to enhance opportunities or as new technology comes along that either we weren't able to include in this version or as it changes over time, we will be looking to download software to enhance the Sync system. So you don't have to go back to the dealership and buy another car. You don't have to buy a new module. You're able to just download software onto the thumb drive and upload it into the car. And so having that type of flexibility for additional applications, which a lot of questions we have from people would be, if I'm looking for diagnostics or destination services, certainly that's in the realm of possibility for us to be able to incorporate in the future.
And your final thoughts on the Sync audio system and Ford's development of this new technology and its embrace of it as a way to distinguish itself from its competitors and to lure customers to the brand?
Well, we have something that is industry leading. And we have something that's exclusive. And so from a media standpoint, it's a new way to rock while you roll. You have voice command. You have access to your media without having to take your hands off the steering wheel. And from the mobile phone standpoint, to have the text capabilities and the personalization features and to be able to transfer your voice book, your contact list in your phone, it just gives you an awful lot of functionality at a very, very affordable price.
My thanks to Kevin Keeling, Ford Marketing Strategy Manager, for his time today to discuss Sync, the new voice-activated in-car communications and entertainment system for Ford. For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.